Tractate 8 John 2:1-4. Part 2. Now then, if it seem good, brethren, those men being repulsed, and ever wandering in their own blindness, unless in humility they be healed, let us inquire why our Lord answered his mother in such a manner. He was in an extraordinary manner begotten of the Father without a mother, born of a mother without a father, without a mother he was God, without a father he was man, without a mother before all time, without a father in the end of times. What he said was said in answer to his mother, for the mother of Jesus was there, and his mother said unto him. All this the gospel says. It is there we learn that the mother of Jesus was there, just where we learn that he said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Let us believe the whole, and what we do not yet understand, let us search out. And first take care, lest perhaps, as the Manicheans found occasion for their falsehood, because the Lord said, Woman, what have I to do with thee? The astrologers in like manner may find occasion for their deception, in that he said, Mine hour is not yet come. If it was in the sense of the astrologers he said this, we have committed a sacrilege in burning their books. But if we have acted rightly, as was done in the times of the Apostles 8, it was not according to their notion that the Lord said, Mine hour is not yet come. For, say those vain talkers and deceived seducers, thou seest that Christ was under fate, as he says, Mine hour is not yet come. To whom then must we make answer, first to the heretics or to the astrologers? For both come of the serpent, and desire to corrupt the church's virginity of heart, which she holds in undefiled faith. Let us first reply to those whom we proposed, to whom, indeed, we have already replied in great measure. But lest they should think that we have not what to say of the words which the Lord uttered in answer to his mother, we prepare you further against them, for I suppose what has already been said is sufficient for their refutation. Why, then, said the son to the mother, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Our Lord Jesus Christ was both God and man. According as he was God, he had not a mother, according as he was man, he had. She was the mother, then, of his flesh, of his humanity, of the weakness which for our sakes he took upon him. But the miracle which he was about to do according to his divine nature, not according to his weakness, according to that wherein he was God, not according to that wherein he was born weak. But the weakness of God is stronger than men. 9. His mother then demanded a miracle of him, but he, about to perform divine works, so far did not recognize a human womb, saying in effect, that in me which works a miracle was not born of thee, thou gavest not birth to my divine nature, but because my weakness was born of thee, I will recognize thee at the time when that same weakness shall hang upon the cross. This, indeed, is the meaning of mine hour is not yet come. For then it was that he recognized, who, in truth, always did know. He knew his mother in predestination, even before he was born of her, even before, as God, he created her, of whom, as man, he was to be created, he knew her as his mother, but at a certain hour in a mystery he did not recognize her, and at a certain hour which had not yet come, again in a mystery, he does recognize her. For then did he recognize her, when that to which she gave birth was a dying. That by which Mary was made did not die, but that which was made of Mary, not the eternity of the divine nature, but the weakness of the flesh, was dying. He made that answer therefore, making a distinction in the faith of believers, between the who, and the how, he came. For WHIIE he was God and the Lord of heaven and earth, he came by a mother who was a woman. In that he was Lord of the world, Lord of heaven and earth, he was, of course, the Lord of Mary also, but in that wherein it is said, made of a woman, made under the law, he was Mary's son. The same both the Lord of Mary and the Son of Mary, the same both the Creator of Mary and created from Mary. Marvel not that he was both Son and Lord. For just as he is called the Son of Mary, so likewise is he called the Son of David, and Son of David because Son of Mary. Here the Apostle openly declaring, who was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Hear him also declared the Lord of David, let David himself declare this, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand. And this passage Jesus himself brought forward to the Jews, and refuted them from it. How then was he both David's son and David's Lord? David's son according to the flesh, David's Lord according to his divinity, so also Mary's son after the flesh, and Mary's Lord after his majesty. Now as she was not the mother of his divine nature, whilst it was by his divinity the miracle she asked for would be wrought, therefore he answered her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? But think not that I deny thee to be my mother, mine hour is not yet come, for in that hour I will acknowledge thee, when the weakness of which thou art the mother comes to hang on the cross. Let us prove the truth of this. When the Lord suffered, the same evangelist tells us, who knew the mother of the Lord, and who has given us to know about her in this marriage feast the same, I say, tells us, there was there near the cross the mother of Jesus, and Jesus saith to his mother, Woman, behold thy son. And to the disciple, Behold thy mother. He commends his mother to the care of the disciple, commends his mother, as about to die before her, and to rise again before her death. The man commends her a human being to man's care. This humanity had Mary given birth to. That hour had now come, the hour of which he had then said, Mine hour is not yet come. In my opinion, brethren, we have answered the heretics. Let us now answer the astrologers. And how do they attempt to prove that Jesus was under fate? Because, say they, himself said, Mine hour is not yet come. Therefore we believe him, and if he had said, I have no hour, he would have excluded the astrologers, but behold, say they, he said, Mine hour is not yet come. If then he had said, I have no hour, the astrologers would have been shut out, and would have no ground for their slander, but now that he said, Mine hour is not yet come, how can we contradict his own words? 'Tis wonderful that the astrologers, by believing Christ's words, endeavor to convince Christians that Christ lived under an hour of fate. Well, let them believe Christ when he saith, I have power to lay down my life and to take it up again, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself, and I take it again. Is this power then under fate? Let them show us a man who has it in his power when to die, how long to live, this they can never do. Let them, therefore, believe God when he says, I have power to lay down my life, and to take it up again, and let them inquire why it was said, Mine hour is not yet come, and let them not because of these words, be imposing fate on the Maker of heaven, the Creator and Ruler of the stars. For even if fate were from the stars, the Maker of the stars could not be subject to their destiny. Moreover, not only Christ had not what thou callest fate, but not even hast thou, or I, or he there, or any human being whatsoever. Nevertheless, being deceived, they deceive others, and propound fallacies to men. They lay snares to catch men, and that, too, in the open streets. They who spread nets to catch wild beasts even do it in woods and desert places. How miserably vain are men, for catching whom the net is spread in the forum. When men sell themselves to men, they receive money, but these give money in order to sell themselves to vanities. For they go into an astrologer to buy themselves masters, such as the astrologer is pleased to give them, be it Saturn, Jupiter, Mercury, or any other named profanity. The man went in free, that having given his money he might come out a slave. Nay, rather, had he been free he would not have gone in, but he entered whither his master error and his mistress avarice dragged him. Whence also the truth says, every one that doth sin is the slave of sin. Why then did he say, mine hour is not yet come? Rather because, having it in his power when to die, he did not yet see it fit to use that power. Just as we, brethren, say, for example, now is the appointed hour for us to go out to celebrate the sacraments. If we go out before it is necessary, do we not act perversely and absurdly? And because we act only at the proper time, do we therefore in this action regard fate when we so express ourselves? What means then, mine hour is not yet come? When I know that it is the fitting time for me to suffer, when my suffering will be profitable, then I will willingly suffer. That hour is not yet, that thou mayest preserve both, this, mine hour is not yet come, and that, I have power to lay down my life, and power to take it again. He had come, then, having it in his power when to die. And surely it would not have been right were he to die before he had chosen disciples. Had he been a man who had not his hour in his own power, he might have died before he had chosen disciples, and if haply he had died when his disciples were now chosen and instructed, it would be something conferred on him, not his own doing. But, on the contrary, he who had come having in his power when to go, when to return, how far to advance, and for whom the regions of the grave were open, not only when dying but when rising again, he, I say, in order to show us his church's hope of immortality, showed in the head what it behoved the members to expect. For he who has risen again in the head will also rise again in all his members. The hour then had not yet come, the fit time was not yet. Disciples had to be called, the kingdom of heaven to be proclaimed, the Lord's divinity to be shown forth in miracles, and his humanity in his very sympathy with mortal men. For he who hungered because he was man, fed so many thousands with 5 loaves because he was God, he who slept because he was man, commanded the winds and the waves because he was God. All these things had first to be set forth, that the evangelists might have whereof to write, that there might be what should be preached to the church. But when he had done as much as he judged to be sufficient, then his hour came, not of necessity, but of will, not of condition, but of power. What then, brethren? Because we have replied to these and those, shall we say nothing as to what the water pots signify? What the water turned into wine? What the master of the feast? What the bridegroom? What in mystery the mother of Jesus? What the marriage itself? We must speak of all these, but we must not burden you. I would have preached to you in Christ's name yesterday also, when the usual sermon was due to you, my beloved, but I was hindered by certain necessities. If you please then, holy brethren, let us defer until tomorrow what pertains to the hidden meaning of this translation, and not burden both your and our own weakness. There are many of you, perhaps, who have today come together on account of the solemnity of the day, not to hear the sermon. Let those who come tomorrow come to hear, so that we may not defraud those who are eager to learn, nor burden those who are fastidious.